frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, hello and welcome to the Coach's Corner Booth. We are in the podcasting cave on a blustery December evening. It is December 2nd, 2019, and we're batting down the hatches for what looks to be an overnight wintry mess. Winter storm Ezekiel Elliott is bearing down on us. With predicted winds of 35 miles per hour, it will be dropping 10 inches of snow in its path. But tonight, it's sunny and 75 in the podcast cave. With Timmy Ike on the mic, Mad Max's Minutes, Dropping Tea with EJC, and yours truly, Things That Surprise Me. Let's go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Well, that was pleasant, Joe.
That was very pleasant, was pleasant, wasn't it?
It was very nice. I rather enjoyed that.
Got some
Jason, what did you think of that?
I was enjoying it until the very soft let's go. I needed more feeling out of it.
Let's go. I know.
Well,
we got some feedback on the let's go and the new opening.
We did get
some feedback.
Most people hate it. Yeah. So I say we continue to do it.
You know what I say? Let them hate because they're listening.
Let them hate, let them hate, let them hate.
That's for you, Coach Campbell. I know you're listening every single time.
Now, Tim, we have
do we have a listener of the week this week?
We do, Tim. We do.
Ooh.
It's Glenn Sear.
Seriously,
Glenn Sear. I said I was going to give him a call tonight,
uh-huh.
And he promised he would not pick up his phone. Uh-huh. So we're going to see if he actually does pick up his phone.
Will he be walking the dog?
He said if he was walking the dog, he would pick up. Otherwise, he would not.
I don't think he's going to be walking that. What are the chances that we get him? How long are his walks? Can't be what? More than
see what time is
30,
it?
40 seconds?
7:11 in the p.m.
It's cold outside.
In the p.m. He's usually asleep by 8:05, so we have a decent chance of getting him if we call right now.
Yeah.
So, fan of the week. Well, Glenn Sear.
All right, let's give him a call.
Coming right up.
He said he's going to be ready next Monday.
Next Monday?
Next Monday.
That's Mike.
Hello?
Glenn Sear.
Right here.
This is John Eisenhardt of the Coach's Corner Booth, and you are the fan of the week. Congratulations.
Oh, my God, I feel so special.
That's nothing unusual for you, though.
Glenn, we're going to have a nice T-shirt made up for you.
John?
Yes. Yes.
Could you please be quiet? Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, Glenn. How are you? It's really good to hear
fine,
from you.
Thank you.
I'm glad you picked up the phone. I'm very, I'm one of your biggest fans.
As I am of yours. Thank you for calling me. I feel special.
Everyone wants to know, are you walking the dog right now?
No, I'm done walking the dog. I'm all done. I was working, actually, trying to make money for my family, but you've taken that away from me, so I'll talk to you now.
Wow.
It's all work and no play makes Glenn a dull boy. So,
John, you sound like you're still in puberty. You got a little scratchy voice, like you're a little kid.
Well,
Glenn, talking like a man.
It's very cold out, and I'm trying to clear my voice. We have a wintry mix that's going to dust us with 10 inches of snow. So, I've got my jacket on, full puffy coat on.
You know what I think is going
to try to stay warm,
Glenn. What's your prediction on the weather? You think we're going to get all that snow?
Frankly, I don't care.
Well,
it makes it hard to walk the dog.
I have to walk my dog in the snow and the rain, the sleet.
You're like
the
weatherman. I mean, you're like a mailman.
Yeah, that's exactly what I am. Hey, is Mad Max there?
I sure am, Glenn.
Oh, it's nice to hear your voice, my man. How are you?
Same here.
Did you hear what he said?
Have you been to Madawaska recently?
It's nice to sear your voice.
It's nice to sear your voice. Wow, yeah. I like the way he conflated the two things together.
I like the way you use the word conflated.
I think
now,
that's.
I also heard that there might be a special guest. Is there a Mr. Michael Hoffer there?
No, there isn't.
Maybe we have even better than Hoffer though.
We have
a more special.
We have
guest.
A Mrs. Erin Chase.
You've got to be kidding me!
She came back.
No, she's here.
Yes, she came back. She's repping a Patriots hat, looking fresh.
Go Texans! Yeah.
She brought us a centerpiece for the podcast.
Yeah, we have a centerpiece made of a Christmas tree that she cut down. And made.
I don't think that was legal. Is that legal to cut your
She
own?
Chopped a tree down, Glenn, and she painted a jar, and she put it in. It's beautifully arranged, and it's become our centerpiece.
It's not for you. It's for
John. John.
See,
John, can you please shut up? Aaron.
Yes.
Okay, listen, I'll give you $10 if you punch him in the face. I'll give you $20 if you punch him in the balls.
Let me take my glasses off.
You don't need a guy with glasses with you.
And I'll give you $50 if you give him a big kiss.
No one wants keep your $50.
Hey, well, I'm really glad that I'm a fan of the week, and I prepared because I thought I might get a call from you, and I would like to do a mobile seriously with you tonight.
I love it. I knew I could count on you.
I know.
You're like a morning dump.
Then I have a very serious question, and then I have a shout out to someone who we both know who got hurt, and I want to bring it up.
All right, let's go. Glenn Sear.
All right, here's the first thing. It's going to be mobile. So it's going to be two tonight. Mobile. Okay, here's the first one. So have you guys heard of the Redskins quarterback that took over? His name is Dwayne Haskins. He's the guy
from
that
Ohio State.
Schneider won.
Yes.
Yeah, that Schneider wanted, right? That
yes.
he overtook the coach and all that kind of stuff?
Yes.
Well, guess what he did?
He stunk it up. Threw a bunch of interceptions.
No. If you just give me a second job.
Well, you asked me a question, so I thought I would answer the question.
Asking, it was rhetorical.
I was asking Tim a question.
Okay.
Glenn, what happened?
Thank you, Tim.
You're welcome.
So what happened was he got a first start. The owner said, you're going to play him. That's the way it's going to be. We're going to play him. So he puts him in the game. And guess what? He wins against the Detroit Lions, and they win 19-16. But guess what this dumbass did?
What did he do?
The game's not even over yet. He runs into the stands to take a selfie with a fan. There's an interception on the field. The coach is screaming, looking for the quarterback to go in to take a knee. He can't find him, and he has to put the backup quarterback in the game to take a knee so they can finish the game. So Haskins is in the stands with taking a selfie with fans.
Seriously?
Seriously.
That's messed up.
Seriously, Dwayne Haskins?
Poor Case Keenum.
Poor Case Keenum, yeah.
Okay, but think about that. Okay, you tell me the following coaches if they'd allow that. Tom Landry.
No.
Chuck Knoll.
Not going to happen.
Bill Parcells.
No. Cut.
Belichick.
Cut.
Don Shula.
He'd be gone in a day. He'd be gone in 10 minutes.
Brian Flores.
Exactly.
Actually, he was.
So think about that. This is how far we've come. This is how far we've come that the generation today runs in the stands. The game's not even over taking selfies. And he hasn't even filled his duties as a quarterback for the Redskins to win the first game of the year.
That's unreal.
Seriously? Come on, think about it.
Seriously?
You know where he'd fit in?
Where?
Miami.
Oh, the Dolphins.
They need somebody.
You mean the team that won yesterday?
Yeah.
No, I guess they did. They pulled one off.
But. You know who else won yesterday? Cincinnati Bengals.
Do you know who did win yesterday?
The Patriots.
They did not win.
Nope.
They
It was gross.
Very bad. And they looked like they didn't care at the end either. They were like walking to the line. Man. It was like nine minutes left. They weren't even in the hurry up. It's like, just get this. If they had hurried up, I mean, it was.
Just
it
shoot
was
us.
Like the, Yeah. It was like the Eagles in the Super Bowl when Don McNabb was the quarterback.
Yeah.
They just lackluster, don't get up to the line. That was really I don't. And then all of a sudden they were like a touchdown down, but they ran out of time because they. I don't know. I don't know what was.
I don't want to get you started, Glenn. Did I interrupt you?
Glenn,
they were lollygagging.
They were lollygagging. That's exactly what. You know what that makes them?
Was that terrible?
Lollygaggers.
I couldn't believe that. It's like they gave
Tim,
up.
Tim, you can interrupt me anytime you want.
Thank
fine.
You, Glenn. I'm sorry,
I'm upset,
my brother.
Glenn. I couldn't sleep after that game. I couldn't sleep.
Okay, well, that's
it
fine.
Is upsetting.
Okay,
I did Netflix and chill by myself for like 3 hours.
This is my second seriously, John. You got to stop talking, buddy.
Okay, sorry.
Okay, this is my second seriously, and I really mean this, and I'm doing this from the heart.
Okay,
this is from the heart, John. From the heart.
So are you constructive, ready? Some constructive criticism, I think, is coming.
Yeah, are you
or feedback.
Down?
It's not criticism.
It's feedback.
It's feedback.
Down?
He's just trying to make me better.
Okay, are you sitting down?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, good. All right. So I'm walking my dog, and I listen to your podcast.
How is Toby, by the way?
He's doing fine. Thank you for asking.
So brutal. Carry on, Glenn. I'm sorry.
On,
I'm sorry he interrupted you.
So I was listening to your description of your leaf management at your home.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank God,
because
the snow
right now,
is coming tonight.
You are stupid.
Why?
Okay. Look, listen to me. Most people know how to handle the leaves in their yard.
You
actually put your tractor on fire. You overload it. You burn your fingers. I thought you were an engineer almost. You're a smart guy. You went to college.
Almost.
And you are like an idiot. What are you doing?
What? Well, no. I mean, I've always had a stand-up mower, and now this whole riding mower thing's like a brand new world to me. So I killed the battery in it. I almost blew it up.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
And and I dumped a bunch of leaves on my neighbor's lawn.
Okay, when I'm out of town.
I hope he doesn't listen to me.
When I'm out of town, I can guarantee you I will never call you to come mow my lawn or pick up my leaves. Never.
Thank God. So I can barely get through my own yard without blowing myself up.
So to try to clarify and make sure I fix what you did wrong, let's just go over very quickly. Seriously?
What kind of seriously is this? Aren't there like three different
kinds? There's a lot of variations.
This one's very serious.
This is John Eisenhart, dumbass serious.
Okay, gotcha.
Turned into a educational
seriously,
moment.
Seriously?
This is an educational moment. So, okay. John, I want you to listen. And for the next 12 seconds, I don't want you to talk. So just listen to me, okay?
No, hold on a second. Let me get my timer set up on my phone.
Okay, this is how you take a riding lawnmower to pick up your leaves. Okay. The first thing you do is you don't put the chute on. You just blow the leaves into a big pile, and you go in circles until you get a nice big pile in the middle. Then you put your chute on, and then what you do is you gradually go around in circles and pick up leaves a little at a time so it fills your basket. You empty the basket into bags. You do it over and over and over. It takes you about 15 minutes, and you're done. Why can't you do that?
Well, I'll tell you why, Glenn, because the same reason why I almost passed out putting my lights up yesterday. I was walking around the pole, and I got so dizzy I almost fell down. I was walking around the pole, and I got really dizzy. Now, do you want me to fall off my ride mower?
Yeah.
Well, it's better than burning your hand in the engine just on fire.
That is a good idea, but I have kind of a rectangular lawn. How do you deal with that?
Can you actually go in? Go words slowly. Of wisdom. Seriously.
Well, seriously. Mistakes were made.
I'm sorry. Okay. Now,
I did get my lawnmower started, though. I took your advice. I jump started it. I found the battery. I couldn't find the battery anywhere. Oh, you know where it was? Right under the seat. It was right. The battery was right under the seat, Glenn.
That's why it shuts off when you stand up.
I left it on. I ran the gas out of it. Mm-hmm. And then I realized that it wasn't winter yet, and the following weekend there were more leaves on my lawn, so I went to start it up, and it wouldn't start. Did I tell you guys that the last time I was on?
You haven't told us that part, but...
Then I had to get Lindsay to help me push it up the hill so I could get it near a car and jump start it, so I was able to jump start it. All was good.
I've got so much imagery in this. No leaves
on my lawn right now.
And that's great. A bunch of snow. I'm glad. But I'm telling you right now, John, and I'm seriously saying this, seriously. Okay. There was 15 minutes of this conversation about your leaf management. It basically was a total waste of time. It was probably one of the worst segments you've done in all your podcasts. There's been a lot of really bad material
on this program. But
yeah.
Do you know that our listenership is up ever since I started doing my intros and my stories and stuff? Our listenership is – I've got more listens than almost as many listens as Neely Nelson. Right now on my leaf program. Yeah, like 137. Okay. That's pretty damn good, Glenn. Seriously?
No, seriously?
And I'm not even like a superstar coach.
No, it's
just
because
a superstar podcaster.
You told all your kids to loop it on so that you'd get your numbers up so it make it look like you know what you were doing. But no, it was just stupid.
You actually went out and bought a bunch of different devices and just returned them directly afterwards.
I'm so upset with myself for calling you in the first place.
It's good to be.
I forgot how much I hate you.
No, the next thing is I have a serious question. Seriously.
Seriously?
I need an honest answer because I'm confused.
Okay,
Aaron.
I know the feeling.
Aaron.
Yes.
Do I have your attention?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I want you to tell me in your own words, do you really hate John? or is this just all an act and you actually have a thing for him?
Oh,
that's really inappropriate because we're both happily married.
Are those the only two
dishing
options?
I would say, well, you answered, Aaron.
He was asking me the question.
I don't think you have to answer either one of those. I don't think it's
you're
either
gonna
one.
You're going to answer for
my
me.
Opinion.
You're going to order for me, too, next time we go out to dinner?
Are we going out to dinner? Because that would be inappropriate.
Wait a minute. Did you just ask my brother out
to
dinner? Aaron.
No.
Chase, I'm telling Josh. Seriously. See what you started, Glenn.
The answer to your question is no to both. I don't hate John. That's something Tim is
fabricated. Is there a little
to
bit
to make his podcast more exciting?
Yeah, to get more listeners, and it's working actually. It's working quite well.
Okay, well, I appreciate your honesty because you're a very honest person, and I thank you for that.
Glenn,
do you believe her? That's the question, Glenn.
Glenn, I would have said the same thing, same exact thing, and you know, my word is gold.
At least gold plated.
John, your word is mud, is what it is. Mud. Go ahead.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Glenn.
Well, I got a shout out.
Oh, that's
okay,
right.
Fine.
Last thing I'm going to do, because I'm mobile, so I'm not there. I know I'm going to keep it short, but I got a shout out because there's a good friend of ours, and I just want a shout out because you know a guy named Eben Kiso, a good friend
yes,
of ours.
Yes, Eben. Yes, great man. He's
I know he's a great
future
man.
Future president of the United States, probably.
He could be. Hopefully, he is someday.
He's handsome. He's smart.
Yeah.
He's decisive.
Yeah, I know he is. He's a great kid, and he's going to Roger Williams, and he's really a
political
great kid,
science major.
Yes, I know.
He's way better than
But Trump. Unfortunately, I just got news today that he actually broke his thumb a few days ago.
Ouch. Uh-oh. Doing...
Yeah, so shout out to him. He was playing pickup basketball here in town.
Oh,
right back
yes.
College,
I, think he
I
think I heard that.
Yeah, so I feel bad for him, but I just want to give him a big shout out, and I hope he gets well soon.
I heard that Nate Dogsia was dripping shots, just looking like his old man, shooting buckets.
Wet. Absolutely.
That's what I heard,
wet.
Too. He was,
well, speaking of that, you call me, you know, Mr. Sear, Glenn Sear, all that, but Mad Max has his own nicknames and stuff like that. I want my own nickname, so I want you to call me like you do at basketball. Big Dog.
Big Dog. He's the Big Dog. He is the Big Dog.
Big Dog Glenn.
Yeah, me and Glenn play old man basketball together. He would drain the threes. Yeah.
Is it Dog, D-O-G-G or D-A-W-G?
W.
I think it's D-O-G, D-O-G-G. Now,
well, no, actually, it depends on how many beers we have before we start.
That's
playing.
True. That's a good point. And so his son became Nate Dog. So we had the Big Dog. We had Nate Dog. Mm-hmm. We had Marcy Dog. We had Maddie
Mama
Dog.
Mama Dog.
Mama Dog. Mama Dog.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. This segment's getting really stale. All right.
Yeah,
let's pick it up. All right. Glenn.
Okay. Well, I wish I was there. Aaron, it was a pleasure speaking with you. Mad Max, as always. It's a pleasure.
You too, Tim, Glenn, as always.
Glenn, thank you for picking up.
Tim, my heart goes out to you. And John, go eat crap.
Thank you for your words of encouragement.
Have a good night.
Bye, Glenn.
Bye-bye. Bye, Glenn.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Nailed it. Bye, Felicia.
Good afternoon, everyone. We're flying at 26,000 feet, moving up to 30,000 feet, and we got clear skies all the way to Las Vegas. And right now, we're bringing you some in-flight entertainment. One of our first-class passengers would like to sing you a song inspired by one of our coach passengers. And since we let our first-class passengers do pretty much whatever they want, here he is.
I wanna make you smile.
And here's Mad Max. With Mad Max's Minutes.
Thanks, John. That was a great intro, and I love the way he says Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Las Vegas.
Tonight, we only have one Mad Max Minute because I'm trying to pare it down a little bit so that you don't get so mad at me for being, you know, over the minute.
Over the, yeah. Well,
oh,
you
see,
know, I appreciate your discipline, Max.
Excellent discipline.
Your self-discipline. All right, Max.
So I'm not sure if anybody heard... But I'm sure you all remember Terrell Pryor, former Ohio State quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Turned into a receiver in the NFL.
Yes.
Most recently, I believe, with the Jaguars, but he was cut. But before that, the Redskins and the Browns.
Yes.
And the Raiders.
I think the Raiders. Didn't he play
for the
Raiders
as
well, right?
Yep. He was cut by the Jaguars, I believe, in September. And just the other day...
Was cut by a girlfriend.
Exactly. Exactly.
It's not funny.
Not funny.
Stabbing is not funny, Max.
But
he legit get cut. Is this?
Yeah.
This is a
true story.
Oh,
yeah.
He had to go. He had surgery. He was charged.
Expected to make a full recovery.
He was charged, I believe, with simple assault, and his girlfriend Shalaya Briston, 24 years old, was charged with attempted homicide and aggravated assault. She stabbed him in the shoulder and the chest.
Wait, didn't they find, like, weapons in his house, too?
They did.
Yeah.
I think a gun in his car and one in his house as well. New information that I had not heard yet. A witness told police that Pryor was the aggressor in the incident and was waiting for Briston as she returned from a night out. The witness said that Pryor and Briston fought, and it went into the kitchen where she allegedly took a knife and stabbed him. One witness overheard her saying that she was just defending herself, and she said, "We should have just let him die."
Wow.
Whoa.
That's
wow.
A lot of language.
Wow.
And if you go online and look at her mugshot, she's kind of smirking in it, so I don't really know what that
Whoa.
Entails.
But, wow.
Something something deeper is going to come out of that.
I think so. But I mean, isn't that
I really
crazy
love the drama behind
that. You get stabbed in the chest and the shoulder, and you're going to get charged with simple assault.
Yeah. You wonder what the real story
is. Exactly. There's got to be so much that investigators are going to have a
feeling. Because when I first heard it, I was like, oh, wow, he probably got jumped at a party or something. And then all of a sudden it's between him and his girlfriend. And immediately, I hate to say it, my thought goes to, well, what did he do to provoke that? And now apparently...
It's a quarter after one. I'm all alone and I need you now.
This musical break brought to you by...
That was phenomenal.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Are we going to hear that this Saturday?
You mean at Madden's Pub and Grill?
Oh, at 65 Gray Road.
65 Gray Road? Yeah, in Falmouth, Maine. December 7th. This podcast will be out in like June. So we want the people...
No, we're going to punch these out quick.
Okay.
These ones,
okay.
I'm going on vacation, so we're going to have a 3-week sabbatical on this thing.
Okay. Oh, giddy up. All right. Three weeks off, Max. High five. Yes, Max.
It's hard.
Paid vacation, by the way. All the tacos you can eat.
All the tacos that Luna can eat.
No, that's a horrible story.
Yes.
I hope that ends well.
Yes.
Like, I hope he...
I do, too. I hope there's like a Happy Days ending where just Potsy and Ralph and
I was just kidding.
Richie all put their arm around each other.
Yeah, I hope it's
Mr. Cunningham comes in and says, hey, we want a lifesaver, Terrell. And everything gets all set.
Right.
That's usually how things
they
work.
They hug. They make up.
They hug. Hug it
up. It all should happen in about half an hour.
Yeah, it should happen in 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Well, like 22 minutes.
22 minutes, yeah.
Yeah, that's a sad story. I mean, they were reporting that on the while the Michigan... Ohio State game.
That's where I first heard about it.
Yeah. Well, Michigan, my I'm a big Jim Harbaugh fan. I love
Still? Him. After that?
Well, he's really crazy, and I like crazy people that function as adults. And
That's why you're a Gruden fan.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. I like crazy people that are able to function as adults.
Yeah.
Speaking of Gruden, he said somebody was asking why the Raiders are so bad in cold weather. I guess they're 2-9 with Derek Carr as quarterback under 50 degrees. And Gruden said something along the lines of, I don't know, I'm not Thomas Edison. I can't figure things out like that. And I was like, what?
Okay.
The looks on Gruden's face, though, during that game.
It was the same look. It was the same look the whole game.
Actually, Tim was at the house, and we were like, look at his face.
He's just like.
The thing is, he didn't have the visor on. He had like a woolly hat on, and his face is like all the faces he was making. It was the best.
Oh, my God.
The face. Oh, my God.
He looked like he had to take a poop the whole game. Looks like he was holding the poop.
I could not. I don't even need to watch the game. I just want to watch his face.
Right.
Like, I'll know what's going on.
Just leave a camera. There should be a split screen. One watching the game.
Face cam.
Yeah.
Or how about the 49ers defensive coordinator with his get back guy that's always got like he's
pulling him back. Yeah.
That guy is ripped though. That guy is a big dude. That guy is like, you do not want to mess with him.
Because who was the first person that we all started noticing with that get back coach? Was it Sean McVay last year or the year before?
Well,
I can't remember who it was.
Yeah, the holdback guy. Yeah. Right? The holdback guy.
It's like is that guy's only job?
His whole job. Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's the real thing. Holdback guy. Yeah.
I could do that job.
I needed that one. I needed that
those
one.
Those guys are a lot bigger than I am, though. I'd probably ski behind them. Wait, slow down.
They're like, Tim, your job is to keep him off the field.
I'm not very strong.
All right, Max. Well done.
Well, and what was it Andy Reid said a couple weeks ago?
I want a cheesesteak.
All of Mozart's.
Give me three sausages.
All of Mozart's paintings
Big Mac,
aren't
large
masterpieces.
Fry.
Do you remember that?
Oh,
what,
that's
what
right.
he say?
Yeah.
He said something like, all of Mozart's paintings aren't masterpieces, and
that's
Mozart
true.
Did not paint.
Well, the coach
shows you my football guy head. I was like, Mozart. Well, yeah, that's true. No, he was a composer of music,
if,
right?
If I'm being honest.
Michelangelo, maybe.
If I'm being
Michelangelo
honest,
was
the right. Carrie Ann D. Potter Maxwell III had to kind of. Tell me that Mozart wasn't a painter. Because when Reed said it, I was like, what's funny about that?
Yeah.
And then she's like, really?
Yeah.
Now, did you get in trouble with your wife because you didn't say happy birthday to her on the podcast? You did to Jason Jensen.
I did not.
What have you and Jason Jensen have going on?
Immediately when I got home that night from taping the podcast, I admitted the error of my ways.
Smart. You beat
it. Smart. Did you? Do you want to wish her happy birthday now?
Happy belated birthday, Carrie Ann D. Potter Maxwell III.
What's her acronym? What's Carrie Ann
K.
K. Coach K. P. M.
K. D. P. M.
I. I. I.
TM.
Aye, Captain.
Trademark.
All right, we're going to be back with a very, a new segment. A new segment by a former participant in the podcast. You might remember her from the field hockey scandal. She was not involved in it. She just gave us the color commentary on it.
No, this is just because she aged out.
She may have been in past field hockey scandals, mm-hmm. but not that one in
not
particular.
Not that one in this particular thread.
Aaron Chase, we're calling it Dropping Tea with EJC. But I think she actually, that's
she
what I
it.
No. That's what I call it. But
you
she
don't
changed
have a choice
it.
Here.
She changed
she
it.
She walked in and said, we're not calling it that.
We're going to have her coming right up. All right, we are back with sports celebrity gossip with Aaron Chase. She's going to drop some tea on us, folks. She's going to air some dirty laundry. All right, Aaron, what do you have for us?
Well, I was trying to do some research this weekend to come up with some good, current, really riveting sports celebrity gossip, and I couldn't find anything that really called to me until I was watching Kansas City play mm-hmm. yesterday. And I was reminded about how much I dislike Travis Kelce.
Why? He's a wonderfully talented
reminded
tight end.
You've thought about this.
He's a brother that plays for the Eagles, I think, or did play mm-hmm. for the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And he's talented, handsome, and maybe the best fantasy tight end football player in the entire world.
Yep.
So it's interesting.
What's not to like about him?
Well, it's interesting that you bring up the fact that he's so handsome, because one would think if you're...
Well, not as handsome as Matt.
Thanks, John.
If you're a professional football player, you're like 6'7" or whatever he is, you're one of the leading tight ends in the league, mm-hmm. You know, you would think that he has women all over him.
Sure.
He would need to be turning down dates left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently that's not so.
Why is that?
Because in 2016, he decided that in order to find true love, he needed to not... You know, go out, meet girls, nice girls.
Get
maybe.
On Tinder.
Get, even Tinder.
Like guys
you know,
do.
Even, you know.
Christian single mingle.
Even that.
Is that a thing?
There's lots of fish. There's one called Lots of Fish.
Lots
in
of
the
Fish
sea.
In the
What's
sea?
The farmer's one?
Oh, yeah, the farmer's dating. What's that one called? There's one just for farmers.
finding your hoe?
Jeez.
What's the old people one? No. What's that called?
Farmers only, it's called.
Farmers
finding
only.
Finding your glasses. I think it's They're on top of your head, by the way.
Oh, really?
No.
I couldn't find mine. I went to
this
get
my glasses.
So I was reminded of in 2016 when I first laid eyes on the Catching Kelce.
Oh, yes.
Reality show.
Great show.
Catching Kelce. Catching Kelce.
Catching Kelce, yes.
Did he name that himself?
He had how many girls was he to date before he could finally pick his true love?
Well, 50. But let me read to you. But I unfortunately don't have my glasses.
I should have done this. Finding Timmy.
I know. You're not really painting this as a bad thing.
Finding the Iceman.
Okay. Here's the Catching Kelce 2016 plot summary.
This should be good.
I love it that there's a plot summary. This keep going.
American football player Travis Kelce is known for catching passes as a tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. As a pro football star...
Sorry, too easy.
Yeah.
And an eligible bachelor, Kelce is quite the catch himself. In the dating competition series Catching Kelce, 50 women from 50 states... vie to win the heart of the pro football player. With help of his famous friends and family, Kelce attempts to find the woman who will become his perfect teammate.
Oh my gosh, what a loving story. Sounds like it ended very happily. He found the one for him. He could have like chosen from the billions of, you know, males and females to be his mate. Instead, he narrowed it to 50, or had a producer pick the 50.
I guess... What is so annoying to me, first of all, any of those romantic reality shows are pretty annoying to me.
Yes, they are.
Very contrived.
Because nobody finds true love, a perfect teammate that way.
And they're all trying to just get on TV.
Ryan?
Ooh.
Yeah, it's a good point,
Max.
I don't
really know about them. I don't mm-hmm. really watch reality shows.
Yeah, they're...
Did they get married?
They're happily married. They.
I don't know who Trista and Ryan are.
Mm-hmm. Trista and Ryan.
One of the shows.
from The Bachelorette.
Listen.
Yeah, see, I know all this stuff.
Jesus. It's because you live with our mom. She watches all those shows faithfully.
Yeah, it's mom that watches them.
So I guess the reason for my annoyance is because you're a professional football player. You don't need a reality show to find...
No, you don't.
...a girlfriend or... boyfriend or whatever. But he ended up narrowing the 50 women from 50 states. I guess there was no District of Columbia or Puerto Rico or...
Should have been.
Guam.
Don't knock the Guam women.
Yeah. He might have beautiful. Something. Yeah.
The Guamies.
The Guamanese.
American Guamanese, Samoa. Actually, there are many professional football players from American Samoa who are quite good.
Yes, yeah. there are. Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, he ended up with, the winner of the competition was Maya Benberry.
Do we have a picture?
Sounds like a lovely girl.
We have a lot of pictures, and it's not the kind of picture you would want to show your mother.
Oh, really?
No.
What if your mom's hot for women in bikinis? That would be perfect.
That
would be a different kind of mom.
You're dragging me down into this middle school locker room.
She is. She doesn't allow that.
I don't do that.
That's why diversity
is
great.
I just looked up Maya Granberry, and I found...
Benberry.
Oh, Benberry. Because these women are in prison.
I don't think that was her.
Benberry. That's very different.
Maya Benberry.
I'm looking it up right now.
Right, good.
Well, yeah, she's like 60 years old.
Well, no.
Yes, he likes oldies.
M-A-Y-A.
Oh, this is her right here. She looks like a dude.
B-E-N-B-E-R-R-Y. She has more clothes on in that picture than...
Oh, really? There's more pictures? I'll have to look this up a little bit closer.
Yeah. Anyway, so they only dated for a few months.
Okay.
That's
a shock. Surprising. She's kind of a serial reality show star. So shortly after Catching Kelsey, she starred on X on the Beach.
Ooh.
See, that's the thing about these shows.
X on the Beach. That sounds X-rated because there's an X in it.
I think it's like a play on words.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So
like X is an EX on the beach. Uh-huh. It's like Temptation Island. Have you seen that, Max?
I have not.
I haven't either.
Could be that the S is silent on that one. But the problem I have with...
Oh, I get it now. That's a drink, right?
Well, Sex on the Beach, right.
Yep, it's a drink.
Right.
That's why it's funny. X on the Beach.
Very good.
Didn't think of that. My mind was in a lot of different places, but not that, Tim.
You could
thank you for taking me out.
I have not been
able
to get past the tight end part of Aaron's.
No, she hasn't.
Did you like
the tight end?
Was he not a wide receiver?
He wasn't a wide receiver. No, okay. No, he didn't snap the
tight end. All right,
snap it,
Aaron. You can't.
Well, so they didn't stay together very long, and now
I can't believe that.
Kelsey is dating an entertainment reporter named Kayla Nicole. I did see pictures of her. She's pretty cute.
She's cute.
She's smart. She looks more like an all-American girl type.
She's got two first names. He's very, a girl interviews you. You ask him out on a date type person.
Kind of like Jimmy Garoppolo and Aaron Andrews.
Did you see that little exchange? That was something, wasn't it?
Yeah, I was actually going to talk about that on one of these shows.
So Jimmy,
there was something there. Oh, yeah, she's cute. She's
Jimmy,
cute. Cowboy, too.
That's not her.
I want it to be her, though, because she's a cowboy. She wears a big belt buckle.
Aaron Andrews interviewed Jimmy G
at
the end of the game where he threw four touchdown passes when they were saying he couldn't play quarterback, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And he was like, thanks, Aaron. See you later, Aaron.
No, he goes 8-0, baby.
8-0,
baby. 8-0,
baby. Bye, Aaron.
But it wasn't that. It was like she got past the baby pretty quick, but then he looked back at her and smiled, and then she was like,
bye, Aaron.
And then she goes, happy Halloween, which was so random.
Yeah.
Because it was on Halloween, because it was Thursday night game.
I think she likes him.
She's married.
She is? Aaron, yes.
Let's face it.
What's not to like about Jimmy G, though, really?
If I'm a woman and I'm looking at Jimmy G, he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah.
I would say he's better looking than Tom Brady.
Agreed.
Boy.
He's a younger version, and he's, he's...
Are we just talking pure looks? Are we talking accomplishments?
No, not accomplishments. Screw the accomplishments.
Talking about...
Because there's plenty of ugly people that have accomplishments. I'm just talking straight up, unadulterated physical looks.
Hunkiness?
Yeah.
What do you think, Peyton Max? Manning. You're the expert on this.
I would say hands down it's Jimmy G.
No.
Oh, you're so wrong, Max.
Aaron is partial to Tom Brady, though.
I do think Tom Brady
They're the
is
same
very
age.
Handsome.
That's why.
He's handsome.
You're
He's
so
handsome.
Nice. But I do have a sort of things that surprise me about Travis Kelce.
Oh, steal my segment here. Okay.
I
love it.
I
Aaron's
do.
Taking
wow.
it for me.
Okay. This may have been on your list tonight, so I'm sorry if I stole
don't,
it.
Don't apologize.
Okay, let me see.
Were you going to bring up that Travis Kelce has no pinky toes?
What? Ah, that would surprise me. Yes, it would.
Was he born
with no pinky toes?
I,
maybe
I
that's
didn't,
why he can't
I
find
did,
a nice girl.
Maybe. Some people are just prejudiced against people who
right.
don't.
Right.
Yeah,
have pinky.
What
it, there's got to be some sort of
pinky,
prejudice.
You know, I really don't know if that
did
was,
he, did
was
he cut
born
them
that
off?
Way or had an accident.
Both of them?
Maybe a lawnmower.
Both
accident.
Of them are gone?
Tragic shaving.
It says it,
clean out
the,
his leaves
the fun
out of his
fact
mower.
Was maybe
I've heard that happens
burnt
a lot.
Them off.
That he
it's
has no pinky toes. Maybe he was only born with four toes.
Wow. Could be. How does he maintain such great balance?
No.
I
don't think you really you don't really use your pinky toes in
so
life
here it
that
is.
Much.
Here's his pinky so? No pinky toes.
He only has,
wait a minute, yes he does. He's got five right there. Boom, 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 boom.
Well, it said in the thing that he has no pinky toes.
Well,
did you
it
read
doesn't
this on
you
the
know
internet?
What you know what it is? It doesn't
everything is true on the internet.
It looks like they're all the same size. I think that's more of what it is.
Oh, so he has like four big toes.
Yeah, I think he's just got yeah, strangely
sure?
larger toes.
Then why are they doing all these pictures of his feet?
Male feet, hot male celebrities.
Whoa.
Did you Google that?
Is that a new segment?
I will not be participating.
You've been harassing me. You've been harassing me to get a new segment.
Yeah.
It's my new
there
segment.
We go. We found one.
Celebrity feet.
Celebrity foot fetish.
So that's
right back to middle school.
All I got. Really?
All right, Aaron. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
I'll try to do better next week with some more exciting.
No, listen. It was very exciting to learn that Travis Kelce only has eight toes, and also, I think you have to watch Rudolph tonight. Don't
I
you?
Do have to watch Rudolph. My son called me two times.
It's 7:54. It usually starts at 8:00.
It does start at
8:30. It's a little scary at one part when the. When,
yeah.
Abdominal snow
when
Yukon, monster.
When Yukon Cornelius is, you know, kind of trapped in the corner there, and he hides behind the...
Nothing.
He hides behind the iceberg.
Can handle it.
Go
Chiefs.
Go Chiefs. All right, Aaron, thank you so much.
Wait, I do want to publicly
apologize
the,
to me for...
the, no. Thank the group for following my suggestion of not using the offensive abbreviation.
Offensive. I did not use that.
Wait a minute. What are you talking
about?
Wait,
you just said it.
I said it.
I don't.
I didn't use it. I just said it. There's
I don't say
difference.
That anymore. I don't say it anymore. I
don't know what you're talking about. What is it?
Others talking? Might say it, but I don't anymore. Things that
not.
Surprise me acronym, you know, is hilariously and coincidentally.
If you're 12.
Yes. Yes.
We need to when we say it. We need to say it like a 12-year-old.
Yes, you say it.
Like Beavis
and Butthead. Laugh, or Max, you say it. Tim will laugh.
Yeah. I mean, because I know one of your goals as a podcast is to increase your female listenership.
Yes, it is.
It is.
It is.
So by using offensive abbreviations, that's not going to happen.
I'd like to issue a challenge to our female listenership.
Okay.
Who is better looking than Tom Brady?
Good point, Max.
Jimmy G.
Max.
Is Jimmy G better looking than...
Should they call in like a radio
should,
show?
Or just the...
Oh, well, they can't because you're not really live.
That's not
really
live. Thank God.
Even though
thank
my
God.
Father-in-law thinks you are.
Yeah, yeah. What time, time is that program on? I love that.
Jeez, they just did it this morning at 6:30 a.m.
Wow.
They could... the listenership... It don't just isolate it to females. It could be your general
agreed.
Listenership.
Yeah, you're right.
Could comment on your Facebook page.
Agreed.
Hey, anyone agreed. With genitalia will take on this as a listener.
Pretty much, yep. Even without,
I can't
right.
believe
could be male,
I'm
could be female, could be mishmash.
I can't come back here and do this show.
No, you can't. That's no, probably that comment. Is, probably.
I don't belong here.
No, we need you here. Just
we need
keep
you
us
here.
In check.
You need our sanity.
We need your feedback and your input. And it is. We thank you for being here tonight, Aaron, and putting up with this sophomoric crap that we...
From Jason. I mean, it's all...
Jason. 12-year-old.
It's more like seventh grade Morick.
Yeah, seventh
grade Morick.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, kids, you know, hey, they're mature.
They grow up so
now.
Fast. Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, Aaron.
Peace out.
Peace out. Take this job and shove it. I ain't working.
white shirt now with my bloody nose sleeping. You're on your tippy toes creeping around like no one knows. Think you're so criminal.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, now for everyone's at least my favorite segment, not everyone's. Things that surprise me. And this is the first one right there. We just played ourselves in with a 17-year-old singer-songwriter named Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
And she was on the Jimmy Kimmel Show, and Jimmy was asking her some questions and if she knew this person, that person, because she's so young.
Yeah.
And he said, do you know who Van Halen is? Oh, no, can you name one person in Van Halen? And she said, who?
Oh. Yeah.
She had no idea who Van Halen was. Yeah. Now, they were popular 40 years ago in their prime, but they're one Indeed. Of the great rock and roll bands of all time, right?
They're endless, yeah. Their songs are endless.
So that surprises me, Max, that she would not know who Van Halen is, Eddie Van Halen.
And what you just did, she was 15, I think they said, when she wrote that song.
That song that just we just played in.
Have you, yeah, have you
the
heard
lyrics?
The lyrics
of that song are very mature.
They're very, very mature is one thing. Seventh grade Moorish is more like it. She's talking about like really like in depth sexual stuff.
Mm-hmm,
like
mm-hmm.
I want to know. Hey,
I didn't even know what.
How
she's
do you not
about.
Know? How do you know?
And I have had sex.
You what? Three times. You've got three kids.
Yep, that's right.
That's correct.
Unlike many of our listeners,
I would say that David Lee Roth. I mean, he was, you know, pretty sexual in his time.
Yes, he wrote a song.
Yeah.
About being an ice cream man and having sex.
I've heard this song.
Sex with all the women on his route.
Right.
I'm your ice cream man. Stop me when I'm passing.
And he was 52 when he wrote that song.
All my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Yes. So, anyways, that's my first one.
That's a good one.
Tim, I have more. Max.
Oh, you do.
I have more.
All right.
Things that surprise me. Okay. My next things that surprise me is NFL related. All right, Max, the Patriots lost. All right, that surprised me.
Look at him laughing over there.
But on the same day, the Dolphins, the Redskins, and the Bengals all won.
Yeah.
On the same day.
Had to be a full moon.
Max, that surprises me. Your Dolphins are on a roll.
I think that more just showed how bad Philly is and not how good Miami is.
Well, and then of course I'm the worst fantasy football league owner ever because I started the Sam Darnold, the quarterback, who I picked off of waivers because he was hot the last three or four weeks.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm like, well, he's playing Cincinnati, he's gonna light it up against Cincinnati. They haven't won a game, and he scored 8 fantasy football points yesterday, so that was good.
It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Drew Brees 2 weeks ago scored 9 points for me,
I know.
And he's usually 20 plus.
Yeah,
so.
Money. He's absolute money.
Yeah.
All right. Max, Tim, I have 2 more things that surprise me.
He's taking up a lot of time on his
his
thing.
Yeah.
I think that's why he saves it for last.
Yeah, I prepare. I people, you know, think that I'm just a meathead and I don't know anything about anything. Like they think I just blow up my lawnmower all the time.
Burn my fingers.
But I actually prepare for the podcast.
I'm looking at your notes right now.
Yeah. All right. So so the first one is gonna be a happy one. Do you
Which
guys
is
want
also
to hear,
surprising.
Do you guys want to hear the happy one or the another I almost got killed story?
I like the save the I almost got killed story for last.
For last, yeah, okay. Yeah. All right.
Those are way
so, more. So today is December 2nd, okay? And Tim knows this. I'm not a great Christmas guy. I'm like, I enjoy it, but it stresses me out a little bit, and I always want to get something and some really nice and I always mess it up, and just always disappointment in her face.
You're a Thanksgiving guy. You are a full-on Thanksgiving guy.
I'm a Thanksgiving guy. Yeah. I clean the dishes.
Thanksgiving, New
I get
Year's.
The chairs out. Yeah. I don't cook, which helps. Everyone's happy.
You drink until you fall over, and then.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I you know I have a you know a nice little you know all day buzz going on. but Christmas stresses me out, and so I thought this year I'm going to get ahead of it a little bit, and so yesterday got all my Christmas lights up. Okay.
Oh.
I did a lot of shopping a couple weeks ago, online shopping, which I love because I don't like going into department stores.
Yep.
The fluorescent lights, they just wear me out.
Yep.
I walk in there 5 minutes, I'm laying in the aisle.
Like sucking your thumb.
Like head up at the ceiling kind of thing.
Yeah.
Just terrible. So
getting run over by grandmas with it.
So, yes.
Bloody
run
Dr.
over
Scholes.
My hands, yeah. My arms. So I put all the Christmas lights up yesterday, and I have to say it's my best effort ever. My neighbor, God bless him, they use a professional company to come in, make me look
what?
So bad. Oh yeah, they come in. They
your neighborhood's a little psycho about their lights.
My neighbor is this. They are awesome. They professionally done, and the thing it looks so.
I
good.
I didn't know that was a thing.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's a thing.
I thought everyone did the Clark W. Griswold. Thing
no, that's
if they were
me.
Going crazy.
That's me. I'm up there getting up and down that ladder every time. Just a head injury waiting to happen.
Yeah.
And so I got those up, and then actually, I usually just do it. I'm so miserable out there doing it that it's just a half-assed job the whole time.
Yep.
And, well, you saw my house.
It looked good.
It looked good,
it did
right?
look good.
Yeah.
Your neighborhood, though, is your new neighborhood
with.
Is psycho. Mm-hmm. They're like the Clark, every one of them is Clark W. Griswold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's too much, and I bet they all hire it out because it's, you know.
You can see a few homemade jobs.
I don't think many of them grew up in Riverton.
No.
I don't think so.
It's quite highfalutin.
It's a highfalutin.
No one in Riverton was getting up on a stepladder and stapling lights to their soffit.
No. If people had candles in there, those fake candles in their window that cost like 50 cents.
Or real candles. A couple of houses burnt down in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So,
here's
the coup de grace. Here's what stresses me out every year. I love my wife. I just want to get her something nice. And she's like, I love this. And every year I fail.
Yeah.
I think I bought her a Christmas gift today.
What is
it? I can't say.
On she doesn't Cyber listen Monday?
To this. I can't say. I'll tell you guys later on.
I'm going to record
but
it.
But she said, I want it. And then she's like, no, I don't need it. So that, that means she wants it. So I end up getting her the gift today, and I'm psyched because this is like it's a
gravy.
It's an 85 degree day. You're at the top of the Aquaboggan, right?
Yeah.
And you've been waiting in line for 30 minutes to just go down the sewer slide.
Yeah.
And now I'm on the sewer slide the whole way. And that's not a bad thing. That's a good thing.
That's a good thing.
You're all the way down.
Splash
the whole
down.
Way, and everything's easy from here.
You know it's going to be a soft landing.
It's going to be a soft landing. Yeah. You're going to get up. You're going to pump up your hands. Your back's going to be a little burned from the rubbing of the vinyl on your skin.
You're going to look back on it and go, that was worth it. That burn
was
worth it.
That was worth the 30-minute wait.
Or at your ankles, one or the other. Suppose you head first or face first.
Either way, you're smiling.
You're smiling. Yeah. So that surprises me that I'm so on top of Christmas this year. Really is. If people that really know me know that that's the truth.
It's a big deal.
Okay, you want to hear about me almost getting killed?
I actually want to hear what I'm really dying to know what the present is.
Oh, the present.
I really want to know.
I can't
what that
tell
is.
You. I cannot tell you. I don't want it to get out. Someone
is Anne better
it.
At Christmas? I think she's better at Christmas than she is at her birthday. She hates her birthday.
Oh, she loves Christmas, and she's the greatest Christmas person ever. She wraps and decorates, and she's awesome Christmas person.
Yeah.
She married a horrible Christmas person.
Yeah.
So somehow we make it the rest.
Not
of
not quite
364
the Grinch.
64 days. No,
by the way,
the Grinch.
Only three.
I want to be good at it. I just
the Grinch doesn't hate Christmas. He just hates people.
Right.
Oh,
that's
maybe
true.
That's my problem.
Yeah,
no, I love
that's
people.
Right.
I actually love people. I just don't like
and people
decorating.
Like you.
I don't like decorating.
Glenn.
I don't like.
And
I don't
Aaron.
Know. I do pretty good with the kids' presents.
And Steve from Bonnie Eagle.
I'm inviting him over this year.
The kids' presents are fun. Like my age.
Oh, your kids.
Fun.
Oh,
it's the
best.
That's wheelhouse. But your kids are easy too for us. We text them. We text them and say, "What do you want?
Do you
they
want?
All money. Just give me money. I'll
money,
Timmy.
money.
Yeah.
I know we have to. AJ's probably the toughest one to buy presents for, but I usually can, decode him a little bit.
Yeah,
and you gotta be afraid to swing and miss. That's one thing I've learned over the years. If you get someone a gift and they just hate it, you just gotta. I did my best.
Tried.
Know? So
the thought
the
that counts.
All right. Do you want to hear how I almost got killed?
Yeah, really, really, really want to hear this.
So we heard about last week. Mm. I almost set myself on fire and blew myself up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This week, I almost died. Via a beating.
I'm sorry?
A beatdown. All right, so I went to see a great band called Stolen Mojo, whose bassist is Jeff Haskell, my old bandmate. And they're really good. If anyone has a chance to go see Stolen Mojo, they're really, really good. They're singer, but they have three guys that sing really, really well. One guy can sing like Steve Perry, Journey, which is really hard.
Yeah.
Really, really well. Like almost is better than the Asian guy that they picked up. Like this guy could, I mean, it wouldn't be weird up him up there singing like it is right now with them.
Right.
Have you seen this thing for this? Anyway. So, because the guy can't even speak English
right.
yet, he knows all the words.
All the words.
And he's a wonderful
perfectly.
Singer.
Yeah.
But he's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, on a break. My friend Jeff comes over, and my other buddy, Snoop, Stevie Johns, was there with me, standing next to me. We were just chit-chatting, and the three of us, just for whatever reason, haven't been together in a long, long time, just talking and joking around and all that stuff. And so Jeff says to me, he says, hey, really want you to get up and sing a song, you know? And Snoop's like, don't do it. Don't do it, because Snoop plays with us at Madden's.
Because Snoop wants you to, he knew he'd get dragged up there too? Is that
what? No, he was afraid of the same thing that I was afraid of. That people in the Stockhouse were going to beat me up.
Oh.
Yeah, because...
Because you take the microphone and
because
and
I do
roam.
Really well with 60, 70-year-old people.
Yeah.
They love me.
Yeah.
People with tattoos and muscles that have muscles.
Yeah.
I'm not sure that that's my crowd. So, anyways... So,
you're more of an acoustic
so Jeff,
thing.
So Jeff goes, hey, why don't you come on up? Why don't you sing a song? I said, Jeff, I can't. And I pointed over to this guy who had like just really big muscles, you know?
Yeah.
And he had like a tattoo like on his neck and stuff like that. I'm like, Jeff, look, that guy right there, his muscles have muscles.
Yeah.
I said, his tattoos have tattoos.
Yeah.
Jeff says, and he's just joking around. He doesn't really mean anything by this, right? He's like, oh, don't worry about him. I'd kick his ass if he'd said anything to you. So, now, mind you, the guy is, you know, like 10, 15 feet away from us, can't hear us, right? Well, his friend hears what Jeff said.
Oh, my gosh.
And I didn't think I was saying anything disparaging. I was just joking and, you know, complimenting the guy.
Yeah.
He was a big, strong dude with some really cool tattoos and stuff, which is awesome. But the guy turns to Jeff and he goes, hey, if you have something to say, why don't you say it to his face?
Oh.
And then
again, kind of middle schoolish right there.
And do you remember what that was like? I mean,
yeah.
Do you remember what it was like when you just knew someone, they just wanted to fight.
They just came there strictly to fight. Yeah.
So Jeff kind of, you know, has a little conversation with him like, hey, man, we're just joking around and stuff like that. And the guy just kept going, hey, listen, I'm just saying, if you got something to say, he said it three times.
Yeah.
Say it to his face. All right? I'm just saying that. All right, guys? All right, I'm saying it right now. And
sounds
he's like,
good.
He had the face where I want to fight you right now.
Yeah, the John Derrick
especially
face.
You over there sitting on the chair that thinks you're going to get up and sing a song.
Right.
And he's looking at all of us. And so then I kind of stood up in my chair a little bit, and Snoop stood up because we were both sitting down. Jeff was standing up. And Snoop is to my left, and the guy's closer to me closer to Snoop than me.
Yeah.
And Snoop goes, hey, listen. He goes, happy Thanksgiving. He stuck his hand out.
Snoop's so good.
And the guy goes, happy Thanksgiving. And that was it.
That was it.
It was over. Yeah. It was great. Snoop diffused the whole situation.
Yeah, we heard you. Don't say it again.
Yeah.
It's over with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that was good. So.
What do you think? Come on, guys.
What do you got right here?
I don't want to steal their bone chill.
This is it right here.
So I ended up did. I did end up getting on stage and
if you
singing
can get on,
one song.
Get on Facebook and it's under what is it? Special guest or something like
Stockhouse.
That.
Stockhouse.
Special guest crushing it like the old days.
Started a little slow there.
Little Johnny B. Good. It's better than Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
Before Snoop left, he said, "Do not get up there. Don't get up there."
Did Snoop get up with you?
No, he left.
Okay.
And before he left, he said, "Do not get up there." Yeah, that's it. The sound was really mixed really well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's my signature song.
Stuff.
So that was it. Yeah, I got up in there and sang one song, and I did not get killed. But the whole night, I was just like to everybody, I just kept sticking my hand out saying, hey, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. And if you watch the end of the video, end of that video, I put my hands together and I go, happy Thanksgiving. I go, wait. I go, happy Thanksgiving.
I did see that.
So that was it.
Little John loved that video. He's like, oh, man, that's Uncle Johnny, right? That's Uncle Johnny.
So we got a big gig this weekend. We want to invite everyone out to Madden's.
Saturday night.
December 7th, which is Max's birthday.
Yep.
It's also a very important day in American history. It's the day that peanut butter was made.
Lord and Lady Peanut Butter.
Peanut Butter. Lord
peanut
and Lady
Butter Jelly Time.
One of the best
Saturday Night Live skits ever.
Yeah.
Was they were interviewing people that were like dignitaries back in like the 1400s for the English, And they're like, oh, yeah, the last name is what they invented. So they're like, Lord and Lady Peanut Butter. And they're like, yeah, he invented peanut butter. And then Bill Murray walks in with somebody and they go, Lord and Lady Douchebag. What's a douchebag? So anyways, speaking of douchebags, Tim and I will be playing at Madden's on Saturday night. Special guest. Who's
playing
guitar?
Dylan Merrill's coming back from Massachusetts.
Dylan Merrill is coming back.
Outstanding guitarist and sings a little backed up, but he fills in for all my mistakes.
All right, there you go. And so we'll be laying it down between the hours of Tim will be laying it down and I'll probably just
I'll
get tired and lay down.
I'll be laying down the sober hours, and then you'll pick it up.
Then I'll pick it up
a little bit hammered
at 9 o'clock on a Saturday. Yeah. So it's going to be our Christmas party for Madden's and all our fans.
Yeah.
I want to thank everybody for listening to us. Thank you, Max. As always, you were brilliant.
Just right back at you,
Tim. You have the greatest voice in podcasts.
Well,
I love
thank
you very
you,
much, my brother. And shalom, everyone.
Oh my, my, your eyes remain stymie when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on a second, baby. I gotta put my banana Dixie cups, all flavors and push-ups too. I'm your eyes remain, baby, stymie when I'm passing by. See, now all my flavors are guaranteed to satisfy. Hold on one more. Well, I'm usually passing by just about 11 o'clock. I never stop. I'm usually passing by just around 11 o'clock.